half with the score, the Los Angeles Rams 14, the Dallas Cowboys nothing.
This is the American Forces Vietnam Network. It's 4 minutes past 5 o'clock.
AFVN News compiled from commercial and military news agencies with Army Specialist Jim Allingham.
Good morning. Let's break a few moments here at halftime in our game between the Dallas Cowboys and the Los Angeles Rams to bring you up to date on some of the stories happening in today's news. According to the Associated Press, an American soldier broadcasting on the American Forces Vietnam Network has charged over the air in a newscast that he and others are not free to tell the truth. The 27-year-old newscaster, Specialist 5 Robert Lawrence of Atlanta, Georgia, said the Military Assistance Command has, in his words, seen to it that all those newscasters who are dedicated to their work are sent away to other areas, in some cases off the air completely. Lawrence said one soldier who charged there was censorship on the military network is now doing menial tasks in the record library on the FM station, that another broadcaster was sent up country and taken off the air completely. "We have been suppressed," Lawrence said, "and I'm probably in trouble for telling you the truth." A spokesman said the U.S. command would have no immediate comment, but a statement would probably be made later. That from the Associated Press. An Army investigating team headed by Lieutenant General William Pierce inspected the ruins of My Lai Hamlet yesterday. The team is seeking information. Once again, recapping some of the stories highlighting today's news, an American soldier broadcasting on the American Forces Vietnam Network here in Saigon has charged over the air in a newscast that he and others are not free to tell the truth. The 27-year-old newscaster, Specialist 5 Bob Lawrence of Atlanta, Georgia, said the Military Assistance Command has, in his words, seen to it that all those newscasters who are dedicated to their work are sent away to other areas, in some cases off the air completely. A spokesman said the U.S. command would have no immediate comment, but that the statement would probably come later. And in Birmingham, Alabama, a Negro soldier killed in Vietnam last July is being reinterred in a previously all-white cemetery. PFC Bill Terry's mother and 16-year-old wife obtained a court order to bury him in a burial plot near his boyhood home. A brief service was planned for midday after the coffin, that is, was removed from the all-Negro Shadow Lawn Cemetery. We go back to the AFRTS Sports Department in Washington for more halftime commentary in the playoff bowl game between the Dallas Cowboys and the Los Angeles Rams, with the score Los Angeles 14, Dallas nothing.
Really of this year now. And looking at...